next one is 10,363. And this is a gentleman. I want to replace the mobile home. He's got one on there now. It's a 12-foot wide, but a 12-foot porch. It's 24 feet. He's going to replace it. He's going to need 26 feet 8 inches. He's asking for 28.
This is an example where it gets tough if we require them to meet the standards for granting a variance. I mean, we rubber stamp these.
Yep.
Council should, you know, step in and change the ordinance like they did mobile homes in less than 5 acres.
Mm-hmm. One of the examples that's been held out are the variances that have been granted in the Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, what's happening there is that they're trying to put larger homes into historically smaller lots, which is exactly like Swan Keys. So I don't know how you distinguish between one mobile home park and another.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Cape Windsor was always a
that one was modified,
but it was modified as far as the zoning, right?
Yeah, they would have to. That's something the council would.
So
have to
what you're saying is that if we're, you know, with the kind of variances we've granted in Swan Keys, that's what, you know, depending on what the council wants to do, that's what should be done next.
It's one of the things you're sort of being criticized for.
It's all mobile home parks.
Mm.
You got to remember, this is a 40-foot lot, and there's no way you can put a double wide on a 40-foot lot.
It's the same thing as Sea Air, though, Ron. Sea Air lots are just the same size in many instances.
We've granted...
I understood that. I said that. What I'm saying is the council, if the council is criticizing you for giving variances in Sea Air, then you've got to treat them all alike. You've got to be consistent.
Or
either grant them all or deny them all.
Or they should you know, resolve to do something similar to Cape Windsor, where, you know,
they changed the zoning altogether.
We had to go that route based on the same thing that's happening here. We had to go that route, and we changed the zone there, because they were trying to put bigger homes on.
Right.
I mean, that's true. All the mobile home parks are small because the trailers used to all be 12 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
And then each one, you know, they've all come before us, and they're all wanting to put in now 24, 28-foot homes. And, you know, they're trying to squeeze them in. So
they all used to be travel trailers.
Got to look at them consistently.
Now they want to make them full-time homes.
Yeah.
And
Trump just got one to clean up, you know, it's just been long. You know, it's an older one, they want to do it, but.
I understand why.
Yeah.
You know, but it's.
I mean, I understand that they're old ones with wiring and everything, but still.
I just brought to my attention, you're not viewing Swan Keys is a mobile home park, are you?
Yeah.
No, it's a GR.
Huh?
A GR.
Maybe it needs to be MR.
That's
a real.
Or HR, I don't know.
No, what we're saying is that you've granted a lot of variances in there. Ron was saying we've granted a lot of variances in there. And it's a GR. We had to go to a GR because we did
the
same way as we had as we went to Cape Windsor. Okay, the two of them down there. But remember, they requested that.
So, are you saying Swan Keys is GR as well as Cape Windsor? Is Cape Windsor GR?
Cape Windsor is AR, isn't it?
Swan Keys got AR. Reduced. But they already got reduced setbacks because they had small lots.
Right.
So they're starting off with like a 5-foot setback or something.
You're talking to the inspector in that area.
It was originally a mobile home park.
Right.
And then they decided they wanted to go private lots and change everything over it. And because the setbacks were so originally close, because of the placement of the mobile homes, they had to adjust the setbacks to 10, 10, and 10 across the whole piece of property.
Thus, we had opposition for a while.
Yeah.
And then we approved them.
Right. We did. Yes.
Okay.
And then we started setting them 5 feet off one side and then on the other.
I'll tell you, I get so confused anymore where what's going on.
Mm.
you know, between these GRs, I mean, between these mobile home parks, or what we keep changing them, and what they, and I think Rick's right when he says, you know, we gotta get some kind of
continuity.
Yeah, some kind of rules set down that we can go by.
Okay. All right, well, if there's no other discussion, further discussion, well, case number 10,363 then, down in Swan Keys. Gentleman's asking for a 4-foot variance. To replace it for a 28-foot manufactured home.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what the county council is busting us on. We're doing too much of this out.
Two members and the director.
But
that's what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The standards for granting a variance. They're not, they're saying, why aren't we sticking to that, I guess. That's what I think they're saying. I think we've been saying that for years. We don't have to.
Well, then why, if we were sticking to that, there wouldn't be a need for a board like this.
Well, then maybe that's what they ought to be looking at, then. I mean, they should be looking at this.
Maybe Lawrence needs to give each woman a copy of that, the new one, let them have that. That
might, like I say,
send it back to the director. He needs to have the director take that back and let them have that and tell them this is what it is, you know, and somewhere along the line, you know, we know where to go. We got to get the right vehicle to get there. And then, general, good common sense comes into play. I mean, if we know what to do, let's lay the cards on the table. We know what to do. But to do that would be very detrimental, not just only, but everybody in the county as a whole.
Right.
So, but they've got that, and they want us to go by that. We can do that. But I think they need to look at that first, those that may not know. And, gentlemen, here's what the board has worked by. This is what you want them to go to and adhere to it. It'd be, I mean, it would be, you need more than one attorney down there. You know, you have to tell somebody to go to court and stay all the time.
You know, like I said,
that means it's going to ring. So we know what to do, but
would need a 24-hour, 7-day receptionist.
Right, that's what we're going to need with. But I think it would be good to have Mark, like you said, if you want to.
Well, why don't you let me go that route? Like I said, I'll go that route and I'll get you an answer, whether it be good or bad or whatever.
I mean, because you
at least you'll have some kind of answer of which way this council wants you to go. Like you say, there might be two, three, and they might be an agreement. Maybe the other two or three don't know what we're talking about.
Right.
So I can only bring back to you what I was asked to bring back to you.
And to where it's coming from, it's coming from down the areas with the trailer parks and these parks and things. I think council hit, you know, not council, well, Rick, that's what I know by. He had a good point. You know, it's like, you got to set a standards in for this one mobile home park. It's like we had talked with David. You have to do them all the same way then. If we're going to do Sierra with apples, we're going to have to do the next one apples and apples down. We're going apples, oranges, peaches, and pears. And we like that type of terminology. And Rich had a very good point. We've talked about it before, as well as yourself. They've got, if that's what they want, if that's what they want to do, then you're going to use that for Sierra, then you have to use it for everybody else. Or do like you've done there, get them all, bring them in, GR, AR. They all got to be the same.
And I got to sit down and talk to Lawrence and let him know, and I know what his answer is going to be. His answer is going
to
be, we have standards.
We'll talk to Lawrence.
I'm going by that, but I'm going to say to him, no, Lawrence, I will want you, the board wants you to discuss this with council.
Right. Maybe we can sit down and see, or we can discuss this with Lawrence again. He probably already knows, but maybe like this type of dialogue we're entering into now, we can get Lawrence somehow. We can meet it with him, you, we get these here, and get a good game plan. You know, you all go meet with them, and they go meet with them. Maybe all these members might have something, board members may have something to say besides me, but we can meet with Lawrence and get a good game plan, you know, with council, give him some time to give us some input or ideas.
I know what's happening here. Things are changing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And,
there's no doubt about it.
And I know what's happening, and like I say, I can make it, the powers to be, I can bring the powers to be to you.
And
let them sit with you, have you discuss it with you, and
well,
it's the only thing.
As long as we have some direction from them.
Yes.
If they want us to not approve things, we can do that.
I don't think they want that. I think they want you I don't know, you know, I'm.
But you got that same agenda.
It should be clear to us what their desires are.
Which can't.
Because, and they should also understand the adverse effect that their decision they have.
Yes.
I mean, it's like Rick just said, you know, you got those stairs, you got five of them, go right down, you go right down steps. How many of these 15 plus cases a night would meet the standards 100%?
None.
None.
Thank you.
I would say the one, less than 5%.
I have not seen a case tonight that you.
There's not a case tonight that has met it 100%.
Less than five, well, you know, somebody else buys the property.
Yeah.
And they didn't create it.
No, okay, they didn't.
And they could argue the other points.
So we go 9%.
So 5% of the variances might.
You're 5% tonight to do.
Yeah, but even those, if push comes to shove, you got somebody who buys a property and they didn't get a survey and then didn't find out until afterwards that they're encroaching, you know, I don't know if they get away with that.
Which is like that gentleman selling that young girl with that trailer, or whatever, it wasn't her fault, but they went in and put the trailer in, they've done A, B, and C. Then he tells her not spending $1,000 because she didn't have the money. Take the $1,000 off the trailer then. If he really wanted to help her, but we can't say that, or we can't.
Yeah, court's not going to uphold those.
Right, they wouldn't uphold that. It wasn't our fault.
No, you know.
But we got the constituents and the other people at the same time.
We'll be the bad guys, but
right.
they'll be the ones that'll hear about it.
Yeah, we'll
be. I think you've thought about this, and I know Rick has thought about this. You're going to do, if you go this route that we're talking about right now, you're going to turn down a survey, okay, based on the standards for granting a variance. That person's not going to be able to get a mortgage. They're not going to, I mean, you're having an impact.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what I'll be sitting there talking to them about and mm-hmm. saying, you know, gentlemen, if you want to, let me tell you the cautions. And I'm sure that, you know, that's just one that I came up with. I'm sure you can come up, John, with some, and you, Mr. Chairman, and the rest
of
you, with other cases that would.
Just an impact rate on the poultry industry. Just take an example of that.
That's all I can say to them. I can just give them the facts and say, what direction do you want us to go? And, what direction do they want? They want to know what direction you want them to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say to them. And if you would like me to do that, give me that task, I'll carry out that mission.
Mm-hmm. But what kind of money do we generate for a year?
Quite a bit. I don't have the figures, but you figure out 15 times.
Yeah.
Why don't we get a report like we used to?
Yeah, we used to generate some serious revenue.
I don't know. The county's telling us start denying them. People want to say,
they're not going to request them.
They're not going to want permits then. Or are they going to want cases?
I guess.
I mean, I think we're going to get out and we need to sit down with Lawrence.
You know, I mean, look at the other counties. Kenton and Newcastle counties, they might have a hearing a month.
But you look right through, look at those areas and then see what they, you know, I mean, see, that's it. We're going to get into a can of worms here that, you know,
I don't
really want to get into.
No, I don't either.
I mean, I meant, you know, everybody as a whole.
You remind me
and
of looking at that
Rick
report tomorrow.
On the head earlier tonight. We just have to go back and wait till he come back.
We've been here long enough that we've seen this happen before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's happened every time.
And
from Jim Mayer. I mean, it's happened. But I think, like budget, I think the change in people change. No one's going to put up with so much of it, too.
Yeah.
You know.
And times 12.
But is that what we're going to do? Is Bud to go? Well, let's finish the case demo, or cases demo, finish talking on it.
That's about two.
Okay, we're back to.
But you brought it up.
I know, but they got me going on that. I want to get, because Rick's made us a good point earlier.
Watch.
We're all dancing around the mulberry bush. He's sitting back there. He got a partner.
Yeah,
he don't need one. Okay, case
we're
number.
We do about Swan Keys here.
Huh? We still on Swan. We're on this one down to Swan Keys.
What do you want to do with that?
You want to table that one?
Table it till next meeting.
Okay. Do you have a second that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we table case number 363 into our next regular meeting, which is on April the 6th. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign. All opposed. Motion carried. Case is tabled. The next one is case number 10,367. And it's, where you're at here.
Argue it, debate it.
It's been done, it's addition development, huh?
You wanna argue it, debate it, or table it?
I would say.
He's coming up with it.
Motion to table.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, excuse me, and a second by, was it Mr. McKee? By Mr. McKee, that we table case number 10,367 until our next regular meeting, which will be on April the 6th, 09. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried, their case will be tabled.